This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A hunter of terrorists and mobsters takes aim at Wall Street. From APM, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. A look inside Hispanic broadcaster Univision in Miami. Netflix soars while Apple sinks, and snowmen called to duty to fight flooding. Today, President Obama will nominate former federal prosecutor Mary Jo White to head the Securities and Exchange Commission. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
Mary Jo White spent almost 10 years as U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. She led the prosecution of mob boss John Gotti. She's also spent many years defending corporations and white-collar cases. Dennis Kelleher is president of Better Markets, a nonprofit group promoting the public interest in financial markets. He says that's a winning combination.
I think that her experience as a prosecutor in the Southern District of New York and her experience as a defense lawyer are going to combine to give her the experience, judgment, and wisdom to be an accomplished SEC chairperson if she's confirmed.
Kelleher says job number one would be to finish writing new rules put in place by the Dodd-Frank financial reforms. Law professor Patricia Conroy at the University of Connecticut says that will mean breaking the partisan gridlock on the commission. She says White would also need to repair the agency's reputation.
That task is not finished. And I think Mary Jo White has so much credibility that she's a good choice for rebuilding the credibility of the SEC.
Conroy says that will be tough, given that the SEC is severely underfunded. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up right now. The S&P up 0.4%. It broke 1,500 for the first time since late 2007. The Dow up 0.6% at 13,865. Strong manufacturing numbers out today. Also, weekly jobless claims hit a five-year low. Netflix stock way up 38%. It turned a profit last quarter. Forecasters expected a loss. Apple not part of today's gains. Its stock is down more than 10%. Plenty of profit in its latest report, but it fell short of expectations, so the stock plummeted. European markets up, Asian stocks closed mixed.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
This week, Marketplace Morning Report host Jeremy Hobson is reporting from Miami to look at what that diverse city can tell us about where America's heading. Spanish-language broadcaster Univision is headquartered there. Jeremy visited the network to get a look inside the exploding market for Hispanic media.
This is the headquarters of Univision Networks.
We stopped by for a visit and found ourselves in what looked like a Hollywood film lot.
So right now we're at the studio where we broadcast off Don Francisco.
He wants the girl to be able to come out this way.
The network is known for its entertainment programming, but its news department is also growing. In fact, Univision is teaming up with ABC to launch a new 24-hour English-language news channel aimed at Hispanics. I sat down with Isaac Lee, who is the network's president of news.
We reach at least 70% of the Hispanic community, and we are lucky enough to have a younger audience, 10 years younger than the average of other networks.
Why so many younger people? Because I did see you won in the critical 18 to 34 demographic recently.
Correct. In the next 10 years, 500,000 Hispanics a year will turn 18. and we will be part of the system, will start to be eligible to vote, will be part of the credit system for banking. We tend to have more children, and that keeps us young.
Now, in some of the major cable news networks, such as Fox News and MSNBC, one of the criticisms has been that they are catering to people who just want to hear what they already think. Do you deal with that as well?
We are not to the left. We are not to the right. We do not have any affiliation with a political party, but we do have a point of view, and our point of view is to be pro-Hispanic. So whatever it's good for the Hispanic community, whatever it's beneficial to our viewers, it's good for us.
What's the income breakdown of the people who are watching Univision, do you think? Working class, middle class, rich?
You know, $1.3 trillion of purchasing power.
Right.
So yes, it's middle class. They're not rich. But one of the things that media has to stop doing is putting Hispanics in a box. There is a stereotype of having a Hispanic play the role in Hollywood as a maid or as a gardener. And we do have maids and gardeners who are wonderful people that work really hard to bring a better life to their kids. But we also have amazing stories of doctors who are saving lives, who might be the fireman next to your door, and who are cabinet members and who are, billionaires. There's a lot of culturally involvement.
Would Hispanics rather get their news in Spanish or English in the United States?
It depends. Most of Hispanics would rather get them in Spanish. But when you talk about second, third generation Hispanics, they speak English. And that's why we're launching this new network that will reach them.
When I hear you say this, I wonder if the, quote, mainstream media outlets in the country are just completely missing out on this trend.
I think so. For us, it's very clear the role of the Hispanic community. If you look at the presidential inauguration, Justice Sotomayor gave the swearing oath to the vice president. You have a Hispanic reverend and a Hispanic poet. If that's not a clue of what the country is changing, then something's really wrong.
Isaac Lee is the president of news at Univision. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All week, Jeremy is in Miami talking to top leaders and ordinary folks. You can hear more of his reporting from Miami at marketplace.org. And finally, jolly and happy as he may be, Frosty won't save your home from flooding. British officials are backtracking on some surprising anti-flooding advice. The Environment Agency advised Britons to build snowmen so that snow doesn't melt as fast. Tightly packed snow does take longer to melt, but the agency later said snowman building, while fun, really won't make much of a difference for flooding. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.